In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Today is Thursday, the 20th of July, and we need a little Christmas. I'm going to just read the Christmas experience in Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Why all these names? Because the birth of Jesus took place in history. It's not a myth. And all went to their own towns to be registered. And Joseph, who went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to a city of David called Bethlehem. Why? Because Joseph was a descendant from the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to be delivered of her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The Messiah is laid within a manger, a feeding trough, in Bethlehem. In Bethlehem. This is where he stays for his birth. Not a castle, but a stable. A stable. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. This birth took place in the fall. How do I know that? Because that's when shepherds watched their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They scared stiff what they see. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news, the gospel, of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, my Lord." That's what the world needs today, is a Savior. That's what I need today, a Savior. And we have one. His name is Jesus. He came to save us from our sins. He came to save us from our sicknesses. Oh, he is the Savior. This is the only baby born to die, and he would die upon a cross to save us from our sins. This Savior is also the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men whom God favors rests." When the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." Yes, it was an act of God made known to the shepherds. Who was being born? The chief shepherd of Israel and of the world, Jesus. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in manger. Do we go in haste to pray? Do we go in haste to pray? Or do we just, "Well, you know, I'm too busy today to pray"? When they saw this, they made known what had been told about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Yes, she's a contemplative. She ponders all these words in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. I'm going to skip the rest. I'm going to the child Jesus in the temple. Just a couple of words. Why was he lost? Because the men traveled with men and the women traveled with women, and the child Jesus had not yet been bar mitzvahed, so he could be in either group, either with the men or the women. Now every year his parents, that's Mary and Joseph, went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended, they started to return the boy. They started to return the boy. Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. I want to ask, where are the other brothers and sisters of Jesus? They're not there. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey, and when they started to look for him among their relatives and friends, when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem in search of Jesus. After 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Yes, he's listening to the teachers in the temple. And then he asked them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding. And of his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why are you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand what Jesus said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. Oh yeah, he had the favor of the Father from all eternity. Okay, we're going to Matthew's Gospel. We need a little Christmas. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, so Matthew calls him the Messiah, the Christ, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, that means he lived by faith, and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." We have angels appearing to Joseph all the time. He's a visionary. He's a dreamer. "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Why? "For he will save his people from their sins." And who are the people? Jews and Gentiles. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. In Jesus, God is with us. He's the second person of the Blessed Trinity. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relationships with her until she had bore a son. And he named the son Jesus. The visit of the Magi. In the time King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? Where is he? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and he called together all the chief priests and scribes of the people. He inquired to them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it was written in the prophet Micah and Isaiah, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" What led these wise men to the baby? The star, nature, and the Bible, revelation. Nature and revelation said this is where who is to be born and where he's to be born. The star and the Bible. And Herod secretly called for the wise men and gathered them and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And when he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go in search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I too can go and pay him homage." He's a liar. He wants to kill the child. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them, and when the star they saw at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, no longer a manger, Joseph brings Mary and the baby Jesus to a house. They saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, offering their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, which they got paid for as astrologers, frankincense and myrrh, which were the tools of their trade. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another way. Isn't it interesting? They give up the tools of their trade and they give their life to Jesus. Have you given your life to Jesus? He's my only life. He's the only one that is faithful 100 times a day. Or 100% of the day. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and return there until I tell you. Herod is in search for the child. He wants to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent to kill all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that they had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentations, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. These are the holy innocents that are killed by Herod. These are the first ones to shed their blood for Jesus. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee, where he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so what was said by the prophet, he might be called a Nazarene. I tell you, every single prophecy about Jesus is fulfilled. He's the Messiah. He's going to be revealed to the Gentiles. I love these Gentiles, these kings and wise men, call them what you want, astrologers. They are the previews of coming attractions, that this Christ would be revealed to the Gentiles. These wise men are Gentiles, and they're from the East, and they found the baby because of the star and the Bible. Chapter 3 in Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, again, Luke wants you to know, all these things happened historically, they are not myths. And Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Idotea, and Trachonitis, and Licentius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. Remember the prophecy of Zechariah, "You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High." He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance, Zechariah, by the forgiveness of their sins. For the forgiveness of sins, for it is written in the book, the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness," that's John, "prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John prepared the way of the Lord. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. God bless John. "Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of our God." Who's the salvation? Jesus. All flesh, Jew and Gentile. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance." Are we bearing fruit worthy of repentance? "Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.'" Do not say to yourself, "Well, we were baptized. We have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." What kind of fruit are you bearing today? "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me," Jesus says, "you will bear much fruit, and your fruit will last." And the crowd asked him, "What then shall we do?" This is interesting. What then shall we do? They don't know what to do. Yes, they're called to repentance. And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with someone who has no coat, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also came to him, and "What should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." Seems it's all about money. Things haven't changed. People still cheat people. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Oh God, baptize your people with the Holy Spirit and fire. Oh God, we need the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with the fire of God. Come and baptize us, Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the gospel to the people, the good news. But Herod the ruler, who had been rebuked by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all the evil things that Herod had done, added to them all by shutting up John in prison. What do you think John's going to do in the prison of Herod? Repent. You're living with your brother's wife. Oh, Herodias hated him so much. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, he was praying. Luke is the only one that tells us he was praying. The heavens were open, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Do you know Jesus today? Do you know him today because he wants you to know him? The Word of God says, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord." It doesn't say, "Think and wonder the goodness of the Lord." It's taste and see. Do you know him today? Do you know him as Savior? He loves you. He's in love with you. He gave his life for you. Me too. Do you know him today as Lord? Do you know him today as Savior? This is what I'm asking. Do you know that you are in need of a Savior? I am in need of a Savior. Oh, God did not send a politician. He did not send a teacher only. He sent salvation through Jesus Christ. And where would this salvation take place? On the cross and through his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go over what we've learned today. The child Jesus was born in Bethlehem according to the scriptures because he was of the house of David, Joseph and Mary of the house of David. What else did we learn today? That the angel of the Lord declared unto the shepherds that the baby would be the sign, and they would find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And the shepherds go with haste to the manger. The man of God, the Son of God, who is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, he is born in a manger. In a manger. What else have we learned today? We learned that Joseph was having dreams to take Mary as his wife because what was conceived in her was of the Holy Spirit. And what else have we learned today? We learned today that Joseph had a dream to take Mary to a house. And what happens? The wise men come and lay the tools of their trade at the feet of Jesus, and they walk away loving Jesus. These are the first Gentiles that were saved. Then we see John the Baptist fulfilling the experience of his father Zechariah, that he would prepare the way for the Savior, that he was not worthy to unfasten the thong of his shoe. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. This is Mary saying yes to the Lord, yes to the angel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and was brought forth in Bethlehem, and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I would be so pleased if you would send us a donation. You can go to inseason.net and go to PayPal. I hope that you would respond to that so we can pay our bills. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.